We're doing in the laws of Masa Matan Kufnun Vav 156, and we're up to subsection 10. So here we're saying Hameragil Bechaveri, one who spies on his friend. Oiver Beloisese, we'll see what it means spying on your friend. Who is being violating, is violating a prohibition. Shenemar, the prohibition is from the verse, Loiseilech Rochil Ba'amecha. This is a verse in Vayikra, in Kedoshim, the portion of Kedoshim, chapter 19, verse 16, Yutesta Zion. Over there it says, do not go as a Rochil. Rochil means a peddler. Do not be like a peddler amongst your people. What is a peddler? A peddler usually goes, he buys a whole bunch of little items, and then he goes and sells it to a whole bunch of individuals. Here you have a person who buys Lashon Hara, finds something bad about one person, he buys, then he goes around to a whole bunch of different people, selling them what he knows, some of the gossip that he knows. So he translates it here. What does it mean? One who loads up with words, similar to the one who loads up with merchandise. And goes from one to the other. And he says, you know, this one said such and such. Such and such, I heard about this one. Goes around and gossiping, you know, this one said so, that one said so. Afapishu emes. But here the key, the chiddush, the novelty is it may be true what you're saying. You're not lying. You're saying the truth. Not only that, ve'enam dvorim shel gnai klal. They're not embarrassing things. You know, you're just going around, you know, you're spreading news, you know. You're being like, in Yiddish they call it a kochlefel. You know, kochlefel, you know, a spoon that you cook with, you know, that mix with. You're in everybody's business, you know, and you're going from one person to the other person, you know, mishing around. Okay. So even though it's not degrading matters, you know, you just said, and that individual that you're saying about him, he's not going to deny it. You know, he bought a new TV, this guy bought a car, and this guy is, you know, you just, you know, going around. He says, a person who does that is destroying the world because this can lead to the pouring of blood, that what it says with the story of Doeg Imachimelech. That was David HaMelech was hiding. He ran away from Shaul, from King Shaul, and he came to Achimelech. That was the Noivir HaKohanim, right? And he was just, his talk caused later on for him to go and kill the entire city because he was sort of saying that they provided protection for David, that David was able to hide over there. So he went and they killed the whole entire city and so it comes out, just he didn't say any lies, and he didn't say anything derogatory. But by saying that and talking like that, he caused a destruction. There is other. He brings in a footnote here. Various other in the interpretation of the word leseilech rochil. Over here, he's saying just. Don't go and carry news from one to the other, from one person to the other. What? No, yeah. Even if it's true, and even if it's not denied, and even if it's not derogatory, just, you know, just don't keep on telling other people's business to other people to going around. Now, but he says there's another interpretation he brings on from the Kesef of Mishnah that a rochel would be one who says, oh, you know what this person said about you? This person said such and such about you, or he did such and such. That's according to the Kesef Mishnah. The Smag says, Arachil means one who tells to another person. Let's say somebody says in confidence to you about something to someone, and then you go and tell it to the other person who he told you. So he tells you in confidence, he says to you, keep it a secret what I'm telling you, and then you go and reveal it. And it brings other various different interpretations.
I thought of the example, so-and-so bought a new car. But you happen to know you had lent so-and-so money, and he said he couldn't pay you back. He didn't have the money, and yet he bought a car.
No.
And is Rachel spelled the same way as the name Rachel? The girl
no. Rachel? This is with a chaf.
I thought so.
Now he says, but it's interesting, he says, V'amakabloi nenesh yoyse mina imrei. One who accepts the gossip is actually punished more than the one that says it. It's usually the interest of the recipient, like they have a website which is called, this is a very popular website. It's called Vos is Nice. What's news? In Yiddish, it's called Vos is Nice. So the one who receives it, is sort of looking, you got anything to share? You got anything to share, not sure what he means here, unless he sees matters that are recognizable. Not sure exactly what this means here. Don't see it. Ubechlal lavzeh hu lashon hara. Included in this prohibition is also lashon hara, evil tongue, which means what is lashon hara? Lashon hara means v'hu ha-mesaper b'gnus chavede. That's somebody who says something which is embarrassing or degrading of a friend. Say something bad about somebody. Something degrading, shameful for him, that is what's called Lashon Hara. Afa pi she'amar emes. Even if you're saying the truth. And he gives an example. Even afilo omar, even if he says, Heichin motzui oir todir, im loy bebayis ployni. Where is there always light? It's always in this one's house. Shemotz esle boser v'dogim. He always has meat and fish, so you harizel lashon hara. That would be evil tongue. Im haytziyeh b'derech lashon hara. If you express it in the ways, in a means of lashon hara, which means shenizkaven leganis, that your intent is to degrade. If you're doing it in a way that you are being speaking of the person ill, you speak ill of the person, then that's lashon hara. Shehu bezoil lebasar lomoy, because you're saying that this guy is like a glutton. He is a fresser. I don't know if you heard in Yiddish they say he fresses meat, and which means that he's so
like a big sandwich.
So yeah. So then, so basically, to say about someone that they are a if you're intending to say degrade or say bad about somebody, that's lashon hara. And even if you say it in a by the way, where is their light? And the guy, he's always eating meat, and like the guy is a wealthy guy. He sits in, but it's said in a bad way. In that context, that would be lashon hara. Avloimer sheker al chavedoi, but one who says a lie, he's not even saying the truth. I mean, a lot of times you have people just making up stories. It's not even true. If you say a lie, that's not called lashon hara. Nikra moitzi shemra. That's called somebody who brings out, it's a separate prohibition, somebody who brings out a bad name, makes you a bad name by saying lies, spreading lies about you. And he gives a reference to the Perek Daled Ksuvos Dafayin Vav. Now, subsection 11, whether echod am saber b'lashon hara b'fnei chaveidoi or shalei b'fanav, whether you relate the Lashon Hara, the evil tongue, in front of him, you're saying it in front of him, or you're saying it not in front of him, or you're saying it behind his back. Also, by Mesaper Dvorim, one who just says items, he relates stories or such things, they would cause, if it'll be heard, if people start saying one from the other, you know, people will talk about it, it'll cause lazik chavede begufay or bememayno, it'll cause him harm physically or monetarily, or litzare, or to cause him pain, or lavchide, or to scare him. Afal pi she'enum dvorim shel gnai al chavede, even though they're not embarrassing things about his friend. Harizeh loshon hara, then that's called also loshon hara. This is not degrading things, but things that you're saying about him, which could eventually cause him problems. You know, he'll get in trouble with the IRS, or he'll get in trouble with, you know, you're saying such things that, you know, things will go around, and then the guy could get in trouble. The im nemru dvarim elu bifnei shlesha, if these matters were said in front of three, in other words, if three people know already, then it's considered kvar nishma hadavar v'noida. So then the thing has already been heard, and it's known. And v'im siper echad, and therefore v'im siper echad hadavar echad menashloish b'amacheres ein boi mishum loshon hara. If one of the three should go and relate it an additional time, that would not be considered loshon hara. Because once three people know it, it's already known, and we don't consider that. In the religious community, they're struggling now. There's a whole bit, you know, the spotlight. The newspapers are putting a lot of spotlight on various different problems that are going on also in the religious community, like pedophilia and the various different kinds of problems that are going on in the schools and in other places. And in the yeshiva, the rabbis are struggling with, you know, how to address it, whether to go to the authorities or try to deal with it on a local basis, on the school basis. But the conventional wisdom, like 25 years ago, was, you know, to try to deal with it within. But right now, this is not anymore the thinking. You know, most of the rabbis are of the view that you go and report it to the authorities right away. However, they're bringing up cases from 25 years ago.
They did it here.
Where?
The church did it.
Yeah, that same, yeah.
It had been going on for hundreds of years.
Yeah. But now it's a different, we're living in a different era in which, it's almost like saying, and they're accusing, I know, unfortunately, there was a whole big Newsweek article this Newsweek.
Oh, really?
Against Chabad. Chabad in the main yeshiva in Brooklyn, yeah.
You know, the Sabbath had a problem. It was on a TV show.
Everybody has problems. No communities immune. Yeah, no communities immune.
You know, Law and Order, there's a TV show, uh-huh. Law and Order, that it's actual true stories, but they changed the names. You ever watch Law and Order?
So you think Sabbath was true?
No, it was because they showed this village in New York, it was like Kiryat Joel, and they showed the insular. That somebody went outside the community and filed it with the police department, and the people were ostracized. They were thrown out. They burned their house down.
That's another thing also. That has to do because he challenged the grand rabbi over there. He went to daven to a different shul.
No, that was a different thing.
That's another thing.
Yeah, that was a different one.
And they tried to burn down the guy.
Was that the Samir?
That was square.
No, new.
That was a new square.
Yeah.
Right down the street from my father's pharmacy.
Yeah, but this was the Satmar. They went and the kid complained to the mother, and she went to the rabbis. The rabbis didn't do anything, and it kept happening. She went to the authorities.
Okay. So, but this is a struggle between. But today we know that this is to protect the children.
Absolutely.
And therefore, this is not something, and we know that there's also tremendous, yes, and we know that people maybe didn't understand the damage that this could, that is a lifetime that it can do to children and things like that. And people didn't, maybe weren't aware or didn't want to be aware, but you know, I guess probably the average rabbi, people in charge, did not really comprehend the severity of it. But I think now, I think that most of the rabbis are...
It's not just the religious institutions. This is happening in public schools. This is happening...
No, you know the story with that coach over there.
Yeah, this is the college.
The college, the main guy.
So, I mean, it's
the human. It's a human thing, but
Penn State.
But the yeah. But the point over here is that here we're talking about Lashon Hara. So this is not Lashon Hara. This is actually protecting
Pikuach
Nefesh. Yeah. Vushalo Yavir. Okay. So. Also, what? No.
Do you
Really? Let's continue over here. So he says that if three people know it and one of the three people tells it, then as long as you're not intending just to spread it further, but you're saying then it would be not qualify as Lashon Hara. But the ima oimer mazir shaloyla imrei, if the one who said it warns, don't say it, you know, I'm telling you, but don't tell it to anybody. Afilo amar bifnei rabim, yesh be mishum Lashon Hara. Even if you say it in front of many, there is Lashon Hara. I'll give just a point in case you say it can hurt you or something like that. Even sometimes a positive thing, you know, sometimes people are dating, right? So you don't want other people to know about it. You know, let's say you happen to know that somebody is dating, you know, somebody. So there's always a temptation to go and share what you know, you know, share what you know with somebody else. No, dating is not good news yet. They don't want to keep it quiet. They don't want anybody to know about it. I mean, today we live in a different kind of also an environment, social media, and everybody tells, puts everything out there, you know, whatever they're wearing, whatever they're eating, whatever they're thinking is out there on the social media. So people have, I guess, no sense of privacy at all. People just, but sometimes people don't want other people to know. And if you're spreading and you're saying it, you might be violating Lashon Hara because you're going to hurt the person by saying it to the other person. You know specifically that the other person doesn't want to know. So he says, "Bamedvar mamurim." So if the one who says it is warning not to say it, so even if he said it publicly, it's still going to consider it to be Lashon Hara. But medvarim amurim kishemisaper bifnei chaveri oy bifnei shloisha yesh boi mishum Lashon Hara, when you're relating it in front of your friend or in front of three, then it's Lashon Hara. Lahaimer, to the one who relates it, kishemir davar shall kinter vignai, he says something of degrading or shameful, or an item that can cause you damage or pain. But if it's a matter which you can say, you're not intending to speak bad. Look to say, where can you find light in this one's house? Shemotzu lebosor, that there is meat there. Ein b'mishum Lashon Hara imaymer kein b'fonav. If he says so in his face, before we said it would be Lashon Hara if it's, that's not in his face. But in this case, if it's in his face, you can say that would not be Lashon Hara. V'chein, im amar b'fnei shloisha, same thing, it says it in front of three, as it came in front of, shalei yishar dos l'giyadov v'rbozno. So it's impossible for it not to reach his ears. Basically, Lashon Hara would be in a way that you don't want the other person to find out about it. You're gossiping and you're saying something behind his back, but you don't want the other person, that it should come to the other person to tell that you're the one that said it about him. So that would be Lashon Hara. But if in this case, when you're not intending for Lashon Hara, you can say it's not Lashon Hara. You're just, he's saying to you, where is there light? Or where could you get fire, I guess? Where could you get light? And he says in front of the other person, so you can see that it's not sort of gossip, it's not Lashon Hara, because he doesn't mind, or in front of three, so the other person is going to know that you said it. So that means, in that case, that would be okay. All right, we'll leave it over here today. We shall continue.